handle the F-bubble.
Hey, good morning, Chris. KVU to RVP. How's it going?
So far, so good. Must have got some rain last night. Everything is soaking wet.
Oh yeah, forecast was calling for rain yesterday, overnight, tomorrow. I think all through the weekend there's a chance, a mix of rain and snow, at least down here. We got showing 50% chance of rain today, 50% chance tomorrow. No, they changed it for the weekend. It just says partly cloudy Saturday and Sunday, Monday, and then rain on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week. So that's cool. We got a birthday party to go to at the kids' house. They're not in Livonia anymore, so they're down in Kego Harbor. I don't know if I ever told you that before or not. How's your week going? Hadn't heard you.
Oh, you never told me that. No more trips to Livonia, eh? You have to tell me where that city is located. I've never heard of it. The week's been very, very busy at work. And, yeah, I've been staying in after, so I've been leaving actually a little after 5. The dog's been acting strange. Usually she's up and can't wait to go and do her duty. And I don't know, like pulling teeth. Come on, let's go potty. Can't leave until you do. So I don't want to put her in her crate all day. But anyway, she's just not hearing it going out there. I guess I don't blame her, but usually she's sitting right there by the door waiting to go. The last past couple of days, she's been like pulling hen's teeth. Come on, come on, come on. Almost have to use a trick for her to go out. Yeah, other than that, just been leaving the house later because of that. So, anyways, a four-way stop here. I'm waiting for someone to make a decision here. I had two people there before me, and they're like looking at each other like. Like a Mexican standoff, you know, in the old West. Who's going to draw first? And thank God it's Thursday. And hopefully today goes better than what the last past couple of days. Hopefully it lets it down a little bit. Just, I don't like busting my butt like that because I'm afraid I'm going to forget something, you know?
Maybe it's RVP. Oh, yeah. I remember we had our dog. Especially when it was really cold. Stick his nose out. Back right back in the house. Like, I'm not going out there. Now it's wet and soggy out, so we always had a towel by the door, wipe his muddy feet off when he'd come in. Sometimes he'd be soaked underneath too, just from running around. Good times. The fun, messy time when spring comes. We're not quite there yet, but getting closer. Yeah, Kegel Harbor is a small little town. It's only 1 square mile. Right next to it is Sylvan Lake. It's right on the outskirts of Waterford and West Bloomfield, Pontiac. So there's a Better Health store that we go to on 24. And, I mean, it's like 2 miles from their house. And that's in West Bloomfield. So instead of going down 23 to 96 to, oh, what the heck was it, 6, 2, whatever it is, we go down 75 and we can get off on Dixie Highway and take Dixie Highway all the way down to 24. To their house, or we can go down I-75 and get off by the Great Lakes Crossing Mall and zigzag from there. But yeah, it's just outside of Waterford and not too far from Pontiac. It's a nice little town surrounded by lots of lakes, so lots of big expensive homes on different lakes around there. I found out after telling my dentist where we go. She grew up in Sylvan Lake, which is just half a mile from their house. Sometimes we'll put the kids in the car and take them over to Sylvan Lake and go for a walk around there, and there's a little beach they can go swimming at and stuff.
Be darned. Yeah, well, I've got an idea now. I know where Waterford's at. So they're towns. Just never heard of that little city. When did they move? Just recently, or was that after Christmas holiday?
Yeah, they've been down there for 3.5 years. Close to 4, maybe. Yeah, they had a little house, and it was just pretty small, decided to upgrade to something a little bit bigger. And this house is quite a bit bigger. It's got a really big living room. The problem with it is, and we looked at houses with them when they bought their first house, they didn't ask our opinion on this second house. And there's like a river that runs underneath the house. They have 3 sump pumps, 2 small crocks and 1 big, huge crock. They got a 1-horse sump pump and 2 half-horse sump pumps. And my son's always got to have a brand new one in the box, the big one and the small one, one of each, in case they give out and that basement will flood. They've had problems with water in the basement. And I'm just glad they never asked our opinion, because we would have said, heck no, 3 sump pumps? Are you crazy?
Friday. Now, I remember you telling me that, but I don't think you ever said anything about them leaving Livonia. I just thought that was the house in Livonia that had the 3 sump pumps. Or you had mentioned it to me before, and old age is really slipping into me, which I wouldn't doubt. I'm glad my daughter and my future son-in-law, when they were looking for homes, they asked us for help. So he wanted a fixer-upper, and I had to go through that with a fine-tooth comb and sat down and talked and asked him what his fixer-up abilities were, you know. Yeah, I watched this old house. I can do that. You ever do this before? Nope. I could do that. Oh, yeah, kids. Sometimes you gotta let them fall on their face. It's the way to learn. Oh, I didn't know they moved 3 years ago. Well, he had a better drive anyways. 96 is horrible. Not all the time, but man, there's some times where you traffic's just nasty.
Yeah, they've made a couple of bad financial decisions. Buying that house was one of them. And then they only had one child, Luke. And my son was actually getting ready to schedule an appointment to go in and get that taken care of so they wouldn't have any more kids. And one of my daughter-in-law's girlfriends got pregnant. All of a sudden, she's like, maybe we should try for one more. Cancel that appointment. They ended up with twins. He was driving a two-door Honda Civic, and she had a Ford Fiesta, a little tiny Ford Fiesta. So they need a car that'll take three car seats, so they decided to go out and shop for a vehicle. They didn't ask for my opinion on it. When my son bought his car, he asked me to come and go for a test ride and check it all out. They bought a Chevy Traverse with like 130,000 miles on it. They bought it. They brought it home. They used it for the summer. It lasted 3 months. And then the timing chain had stretched, and it jumped timing. Then they called me. They asked me to come down and check out this vehicle, and it was all kinds of error codes, the crank sensor codes, the timing chain codes, and I'm like, I checked it out, and I'm like, this isn't something that I can fix. And it got to the point it would barely run. We found a guy out in Davison that's a mechanic that said he would buy it, do the timing job, and whatever else it needed, and he'd be able to sell it. And we barely got it to him. At some of the times had to drive it on the shoulder. It wouldn't even keep up the traffic speed. And he gave us money for it. And they, luckily, her grandmother gave them her vehicle, which would hold three car seats. So that was a blessing. But yeah, they made a couple bad financial decisions. KB8RVP.
Goes out to them, you know. Never wish your kids any bad luck. You know, sometimes you wonder what they're thinking. Yeah, timing chain, camshaft. Yeah, no thanks. Open up the hood, it's like, where's the engine? It's all buried under plastic. Yeah, that's too bad. Well, good thing Grandma had a vehicle that they can use. Well, twins, and three kids. I wish them luck on that, especially all the crap that's going on today. Well, I'm here at work, man. Hard to believe. I'm here. Oh, I hope you have a good day today. Possibly catch you on tomorrow morning. Look, be clear of your final. KB8RVP, KB8LDF. Back to you, Mike.
All right, Chris, have a good day. 2 minutes early. Don't worry. Hopefully you don't have to stay too late, and we'll catch you tomorrow. KB8RVP, 73.
56, so, yeah. Just enough time to walk in and punch in. All right. Have a good day, my friend. We'll catch you later. Take care. KB8RVP, KB8LDF, clear.
W6, Mike Echo Tango, mobile.
This is KE8YGV, monitoring. This is KE8YGV, Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Golf Victor, monitoring.
KE8YGV, here's W8QW, Whiskey 8, Quebec Whiskey.
Well, good morning, sir. How are you today?
Well, pretty good. Pretty good. Just left a doctor's appointment and headed north on 127. It's about even with St. John's right now, and about another 5-10 minute trip. But I heard you call, and I thought I'd give you a holler. Handle is Dave, Denmark, America, Victoria, England, Dave, and lives just north of St. John's, about 7-8 miles north.
Well, you're coming in very clear for mobile, and you're north on 127. I'm over in Davison, Michigan. That's M15 and 69 are the crossroads, major crossroads. And you have a lot of rain out there this morning?
I didn't get your name. Could you throw that over again, if you would, please?
Yes, my name is Russ, and I didn't get yours either.
Very good, Russ. Name here is Dave. No. As far as I know, we didn't get any rain. We had some pretty significant fog. Not bad enough to shut down traffic, but it is really very foggy. Temperature is about 36, 37 degrees. But it's a stark difference from yesterday. We've lost nearly all of our snow. There's some still in the banks and in some of the ditches and stuff. But otherwise, we are devoid of snow, which could be a good place, a good thing and a bad thing. But no wind. No wind at all. Just a lot of fog.
Yeah, it's my understanding you get fog when the dew point is close to the temperature, or within a couple percent of the temperature, and certain humidity rating. I don't understand it completely, but I know it is difficult to drive in. I don't believe we have much fog here, and it is not as warm as it was a few days ago. It is mid-30s, around 34, and over here, and that's nice. I'm enjoying that. Although I am going to escape on Saturday to a warm climate for a couple of weeks, and I'm looking forward to that.
Well, that'll be the time up here when it turns 75 and balmy. That usually happens to me. I go to Florida for a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden it turns 65, 70 degrees up here, beautiful sunshiny days. When I come back, though, it starts to snow. So I hope you have a good time down south. I'm assuming that you're going to Florida, but it could be just about anywhere. anywhere south of the Mason-Dixon line has got to be nicer weather-wise than what it is up here.
Yeah, we're not going to Florida. We're going overseas, but it's going to be warmer in Australia. Yeah, it's a lot warmer. And I'm looking forward to it. Health-wise, it's been a tough winter for me. But I'm doing well for my age, but I've had a few health issues. And the cold, I think, exasperated it. But I hope your visit went well with the doctors. You said you just got finished with an appointment. I hope it was just a checkup and nothing serious.
No, nothing serious. Just pretty much normal stuff. Had to go over a couple of prescriptions. They won't renew prescriptions over the phone anymore. You have to go in. So we had to get that taken care of. I'm getting a little scratchy on my end, but I think I heard you say something about Australia. Boy, what a great, beautiful trip that would be. Wow. Man, oh man, long flight. Long flight, but gosh, what a great trip. Man, I've always wanted to go to Australia. Always wanted to go down there, and now I wonder if you're going to take a 2-meter rig with you, or I don't know if there's any reciprocal licensing or not, but man, what a great trip, especially if you're going to... If you've got friends down there, that kind of shows you the real Australia, so you don't have to do all the touristy stuff. I mean, you can, but to see Australia is a true Australian would be it. I don't know. Hey, I'm just about designated to run, so I'm going to go ahead and sign. But I would appreciate hearing whether you're actually headed to Australia or not. But 73, so take care, and I'll catch you a little bit later, hopefully when we get a little better connection. And I forgot your call already. W8QW.
Dave, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and yeah, I'm getting a little scratchy. So, listen, you enjoy the remainder of your day, 73, and this is KE8YGV, clear.
W6MET, mobile.
KM5 INT, go ahead.